Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:36 British Summer Time. Today is June 4th. Well, this has been a rather interesting day, following yesterday where we had a number of key day reversals on a large number of commodities and currencies. Among these, we saw key reversals yesterday on gold, silver, the Australian dollar, the British pound, and a couple of stock markets. And today, we've seen virtually no follow-through whatsoever. And in fact, there have been a number of moves which have been quite remarkable. For example, we saw that platinum was up over $50 today and is breaking up to a new recovery high. So this is quite interesting activity, and we are definitely getting more back and forth in this market, which does suggest that the forces of supply and demand are beginning to come back into balance somewhat, although given the remarkable moves that we've had over the last 14 months, it's quite evident that demand is very much in the driving seat, and it is going to take more than one day to the downside to shake the bulls out of their high conviction that this market can go further higher. What we have seen, though, is that this is the 14th consecutive week to the upside for a number of markets, that a large number of markets are really getting quite overextended, and that there is increasing potential for these markets to pull back towards their 200-day moving averages and consolidate. But there is no great evidence yet that we're seeing a massive move or an all-change day. There was an element of that certainly yesterday, where we saw these downward dynamics on gold and silver, but silver was up almost 60 cents in here today and almost entirely countermanded yesterday's downward dynamic. And the same for gold. Gold was up over $17 and is back towards that 980 level. Particularly with gold, to see it lose some consistency as it comes up and has a look at this $1,000 level is not that surprising, and there is potential for this to mess around this level for a period of time as it garners support or garners attention from other investors with a view to breaking upwards sometime later this year. Oh, the oil market was also quite firm in here today. It's at $68 again, up over $2.50. And oil remains really quite consistent. Relative to the other commodities, it didn't come back with any great conviction yesterday and has pushed right back up there again in here today. Another interesting one is copper. It's pushing back up to the other side of this, or it's sustaining the upward break that it posted earlier this week, late last week, and is looking quite firm in here. So while we're seeing that in the commodity sector that they are playing catch up with some of the leading stock markets over the last month, that they still have, that a number of them have had these big downward dynamics, which is, at the very least, is a loss of consistency. And potentially we've now seen a penultimate high, because we often see that moves will lose their consistency at the penultimate high of a big move, and we have certainly had a very big move to the upside. But regardless of the fact that this is really, these are accelerating markets at this point, there's the world of difference between markets that are accelerating out of base formations and markets that accelerate following a multi-year bandwagon uptrend. And because sentiment had been so remarkably dismal, so much cash had been built up on the sidelines, and the shorts were being pressured as these markets began to rally, then we have had this wonderful acceleration out of base formations, or where markets have had less conclusive bases, we're getting this type 2 massive reaction against the prevailing downtrend. And what we are now seeing is that this market continues to rally higher, but is losing some of its consistency characteristics. The primary one is that it is now accelerating, but also that we're starting to see these downward dynamics, punches to the downside, where the supply and demand come briefly back into supply's favor. And that does suggest that we are very much in the latter stages of this phenomenal rally. people looking for this market to con I mean it people are continuing to talk about the rally continuing for another couple of months. But considering the fact that this is already an historically large rally, thinking about the rally continuing at its current pace for a number of months, if the market were to continue to rally at the same pace for another 10 weeks, we would be taking out the all-time highs for a large number of these commodities and stock market indices. And that does appear to be really quite unlikely. So the prognosis being that we are really in the latter stages of what has been a phenomenal move remains in place, and we are starting to see these markets beginning to lose downward con or sorry, upward consistency. On the other side of the equation, we see that US Treasuries are down almost 2 full points today, that the government bond yields are pushing their 3-month highs, and yields have almost doubled on the 10-year in the last 3 months. So government bond prices are really quite overstretched on the downside, and there is significant potential for a relief rally. Another one of those markets that had an upside key yesterday was the gilt market, and gilts have fallen a full 10% in, or sorry, a full 10 points in the last 4 or 5 weeks. There was no follow-through on that key reversal today, and the market was down over a half a point. But it would need to take out the lows now to really question scope for a little bit of additional firming around current levels. And we could start to see these remarkable uptrends in leading markets and downtrends for treasuries and the dollar, giving way to more ranging activity as supply and demand come back towards balance. When we do look at the dollar, we see that, for example, the Australian dollar had that big key reversal yesterday and was only, well, sorry, the US dollar had a big key reversal against the Australian dollar yesterday and was slightly firmer in here today, but certainly not countermanding the move in that market. And we are seeing that the dollar is that bit firmer in here today when we do see that all those moves that we had in other markets were partially, if not completely, countermanded today. That's not exactly the case with the dollar, where we had that big move in a number of the leading currencies against the dollar yesterday, but those markets have not been countermanded in here today, which does suggest that there is room for the dollar to begin to firm somewhat following what has been a remarkable move against it by a number of currencies. That also does suggest that the if we look back in a couple of weeks' time and see that it was the currency markets where we began to see the evidence of money flows out of leading markets and back towards what have been deemed to be safe havens during the crisis, then that would be evidence that we are going to see lead indicators coming from the currency markets more often than not in the months and years ahead, for the one reason that they did give a lead partially, if one was looking for it, before the worst of the credit crisis started to unfold. But also because we have these massive amounts of cash moving from one market to the other at present, and if we are seeing large amounts of money being moved from one market to another, then it will almost certainly show up in the currency markets instantaneously and potentially before it becomes strictly evident in the vehicles that that money is being invested in. And going forward, we can, or drawing this all together, we've had a really quite a positive day for a number of markets today, and platinum hitting a new high, and a couple of those Asian markets moving to new highs. China remains very firm. So it does suggest that the way that this remarkable uptrend pulls back is going to go through a volatile phase as it tops out, and there will be a plethora of dynamics in both directions if it does turn into one of these ranging type of markets or type of short to medium term tops. And I think that is probably what we can anticipate. So greater volatility going forward before we start to see these markets pulling back and beginning to find support for the most part in leading markets above the base formations that they formed from October onwards. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but thank you for your time and I wish you all the best to all of you.